What up, boozers? Long time no see. It is a beautiful, piss-pouring rainy day here in Vancouver. Yes, that's our interpretation of a beautiful day. And I'm just chilling, looking at a few new things on my desk right now. Of course, one of those things being the PlayStation Vita, which came out on Wednesday. I got the first edition bundle the Wednesday before, the one that came out early. I've been totally enjoying it. I have a first impressions article up on That Gamer Hub that would be easy to search up, but since you are looking at me, or not really looking, but listening to me, and I can't really give a link out with my voice, I'm just going to sum that up really quick. Basically, I like how they kept the original form factor for the PSP. The PSP was pretty ergonomic compared to the DS. You could hold it for long times without getting hand cramps or anything. And I think the fact that they decided not to change it was a good idea. Throwing the kitchen sink, as far as controls are concerned, were a good idea too. Having a mix, having both the traditional and the touch controls on there was actually a pretty good idea, because it allows developers to tailor to both the casual crowd, which will likely go towards traditional controls, and the casual crowd, and the crowd that only plays games on their mobile phones, by having touch controls and motion controls, plus having that back touchpad is pretty nifty. Its implementation is kind of awkward at first, but you just get used to it. And I always have to keep watch, because I used to wrap my hands around the PSP. With the Vita, I can't do that, because then I'm all over the back touchpad, and that will screw things up, too. Game selection is pretty decent off the back. There's some really good gems in there, more than the 3DS. Better first-party support from Sony for the Vita than Nintendo had for the 3DS, that's for sure. Only real complaint is the poor PSP support at launch. Only a handful of games are supported. Some you might be able to get away with downloading onto your PS3 and transferring if you can't transfer them to the Vita directly. And there are very few first-party games that are supported right now, which is really baffling. Go figure that one out, Sony. Or as H-Bomb would probably start saying, Sony, go! Other than that, I think this could be a contender. Despite the complaints, I think this could be a contender, depending on how Sony plays their cards from here on out. One thing I didn't realize right off the bat, and it's probably because I don't have a PS3, is Sony's reputation about putting a game on the PSP, and then a couple of months or years later, that it would go on the PS3 and become a far more viable option. I'm kind of hoping that Sony strays away from that, as it would obviously take away from the Vita in the future. But otherwise, it's all doing good. I do have a first impressions article up on it on thatgamerhub.com. And when the latest episode of Cross Border Gaming goes live, you'll hear me talk about it there too. Otherwise, that's really all I had to talk about. I have some junior hockey to go to tonight, and that should be fun as it usually is. But until then, peace out, and hopefully it won't be too long before my next boo.